Good morning and welcome to St. Michael on this, the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our announcements for this week are as follows. We will host a blood drive in the Parish Life Center on Sunday, August 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you would like to sign up to donate, please see the parish website or call the parish office. Online registration for Wednesday night religious education classes is available now on our parish website. Classes are available for students in kindergarten through eighth grade. Information regarding three upcoming Bible studies is available in today's bulletin. The studies will be offered in person and via Zoom. Registration is required. Michaelmas raffle tickets will be sold after Mass today in the Narthex. The drawing will be held on September 29th. A letter regarding our outstanding construction repairs is in this weekend's bulletin.
A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. And whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. We all know that when we're hungry, we tend to act horribly. Some people call it hangry, but when we're hungry, we tend not to be the greatest of people. What is more, when we are hungry, we usually don't crave good, healthy food, but instead we crave junk food, food that only satisfies for a short time, food that is terrible for us. In the Old Testament reading, we have the Israelites hungry. They are wandering in the desert, and they have not found any food. They quickly forgot how horrible it was to be a slave in Egypt, and they begin to grumble for food. God hears them. He gives them bread in the morning and flesh in the evening. God feeds his people. In the gospel, we have the people seeking out Jesus after the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus and his disciples have tried to slip away from the crowd, but they end up following him. But Jesus is grumpy when he sees them, because he knows that those folks are not there for the right reasons. They're not there to be fed by the word of God. Instead, they're there to be fed again by free bread and maybe see another miracle. The people are showing up for junk food, while Jesus is trying to give them good, healthy food. When we show up here at Mass, we are hopefully showing up hungry. It is one of the reasons the church asks us to fast before we come to Mass, so that we can literally be hungry when we show up here, so that our physical experience can reflect what our spirituality should be. We're showing up here for something, but just like life, we often want junk food instead of the bread of life. We need to show up here for Jesus and no other reason. It's nice that we might see our friends. It's nice that we might like the music or possibly even the priest. But if we don't like any of those things, it shouldn't matter, because we're not here to be fed by music or to be fed by people or to be fed by the priest. We're here to be fed by Jesus Christ. We also must remember that while we are showing up to be fed by Jesus, we need to be showing up to give ourselves to Jesus. Because if we show up just to get something like the people in the gospel today, we're going to walk away unsatisfied. we will miss the point of Mass. We must be showing up here because we know that nowhere else in the world we can experience Jesus like we do here at this Mass. Even if we don't receive the Eucharist when we come, we still receive grace, and that grace is given to us to live our lives, but also meant to be shared with those around us. As people, we constantly need to be fed. We need food to live. Like physical food, we need Jesus Christ to live our life. If we find ourselves unsatisfied, if we find ourselves hungry and longing for something more, it's not going to be satisfied by the junk food of this world. It's only going to be satisfied by Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus tells the people in the gospel today who show up for bread. Jesus instead offers himself to them. For us to be satisfied in this world, we need to show up here week after week to give ourselves to the God who gives himself to us. It's the only thing that will satisfy our cravings.